Yes. Yes, I can feel it too. That sensation all around us. Just trapped. Cold. One has one pure escape. In Dungenetics! Gearing up for a real family reunion in this particular episode. Just listen in and witness the drama of destruction.
So there's a total of 13 people left alive out of the 34.
Holy shit.
Odds are good.
I suggest we go around and start braining all the dead villagers so they don't get back up and fuck us.
Can I loot?
Yeah, they don't really have anything.
Can I heal?
Yeah.
What are you going to
heal? Myself. I'm down to 5.
Oh, yeah, you're going to
heal. It's pretty much the end of the day. You guys can rest up here.
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's rest.
So you can get full. You can rememorize spells.
So I get my acid arrow and my thunder wave.
Alrighty. You guys wake up. In the morning?
Wake up, Astro Boy!
Good morning,
So you guys want to use your strategy of using the harpoons to get to the keep?
Yes.
Alright.
I like that idea.
I guess so. That was the original idea to begin with, so let's do it.
I look at Brian. Is he looking alright? Do I need to spot Brian?
Why do you have to whisper it to him if you're ever going to tell everybody?
As you draw close to the walls of the keep, you notice that the ramparts are still guarded by warriors in full battle armor. The fluttering banners of the nobility of Astroport seem to give your souls rest that is well deserved. Are you bringing all of the 13 people with you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not going to leave them behind. We're not total barbarians.
All right.
We're kind of dicks. We're not jerks.
Upon arrival, those undead pursuing you are shot down by archers upon the wall, and the gates rise enough for to permit entrance.
Sweet.
So you make it nice and along the rooftops, and then you descend next to the keep and are entered in.
Am I still, I remember this from last time. Do I have, a limited amount of crossbow arrows?
You haven't really been using them, yeah. You have, 100 of them now,
okay.
So.
Right.
Yeah, you haven't really been using your crossbow.
I know, but last time I had this issue, so I just wanted to, I just remembered it, and I wanted to make sure I could still. When you mentioned the archers, it made me think I could load up on.
Yeah, you're welcomed by several soldiers in full battle armor with closed helms. With the soldiers, you see the king of Astroport, Victor Spire, who seems to be dressed in very pristine clothing, and from his neck is a holy symbol that is a red skull with silver eyes on it.
Uh-oh.
We've seen that before.
And next to him, you see a soldier in black armor, head to toe, wielding a magnificent greatsword. You see from his talbard that he is the dreaded, they called him the Blade of the South, a legendary commander of the legions that claimed the South for the Visors when they conquered these lands.
The Black Knight.
None shall pass.
The king seems to welcome you as guests. He's like, where do you stand, my friends?
Right here.
Stand in the independence of Astroport from the tyranny of the north?
I stand against the undead assaulting your city.
Yeah, I mean.
What keeps me from getting killed?
He's like, there is no dead. There's some riots among the people, but it'll all get resolved in the end.
Have you sure looked out your window?
Yeah. This guy's obviously not in touch with reality.
Who are you? Where have you come from? You do not look like townsfolk.
We are heroes.
We're travelers passing through your land.
We're trying to pull a smooth one.
It's like, I am King Victor Spire.
Pleasure to meet you, my liege.
I believe introductions are in order.
My name is Steve Garfunkel. These are my associates, Bert Linkletter and Edward Stop and Shop.
Edward, do you have to make a bullshit check for this?
Edward Aldi. This is my
associate. Edward Aldi.
He's like, oh, well, thank you for joining us. He's like, we will have a celebration in your honor.
Thank you, my liege. It is a pleasure to be in the presence of such nobility.
Bring us your finest wenches.
Bring us your finest wenches and your drunkest mead.
Your drunkest mead?
Shh, he's buying it. Shut up.
All right.
My liege, one last question.
Yes, of course.
I see your guards are in full body armor. Might you have any spare to pass to some weary warriors willing to help
aid
in
you
your
in
quest?
The defense of your city?
It's like, oh, if you visit the armory later after the celebration, we'd be fine to outfit any of you that need anything.
Sleep me. No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, it's me, Chester, again. I just want to mention something real fast. When I was a young dwarf growing up in my village, there was a band called Gwar. God, what a racket. And they would tell everyone in the audience, hey, now nuts, listen up. Here comes the plot. Well, Dave Brocky, warm place in my heart. Here comes the plot, numbnuts. Pay attention. Thank you.
Your companion there seems to be wearing the uniform of the Army of the North.
Ah, we stumbled across said armor on our many travels, and we found him naked, and we clothed him with the armor we found.
He's a running naked man.
Have you ever seen Night's Tale?
Yeah.
It means nothing, my liege.
All right. He basically shows you to your quarters and tells you in a few hours there'll be a celebration. He is having his chefs prepare fine food.
Many great tidings.
All right. So what do you guys do? They leave you in your quarters, which you're adjoining.
We huddle together and whisper quietly to each other so no one can overhear
us. There's two soldiers stationed outside of each of your doors.
I think we need to look around and scope things out.
Let's do a spot check, Hustle. We know you want to. I know you're itching. You're itching.
Yeah.
Let's find out if
you don't really spot anything.
I spot the floor.
You never spot anything.
I need another D20.
You're the worst spotter of all time.
I'm stealing marks.
So the three of us are going to meet up in one room?
In the middle room.
Room?
Yeah.
Maybe clean up. They have warm water in here because they have whale oil that they burn.
Yes, we know. We know your story of the whales.
All right, let's clean up. Let's all shower together.
We don't have showers.
All right, you guys clean up. As you're walking around your thing, you see outside there's a courtyard. There's two dozen soldiers practicing. Mm-hmm. They seem not that good, but they're practicing in the courtyard. They're all in full battle armor. You see also a huge cathedral inside the courtyard of the keep.
What if we go to the door?
Which
and
door?
And ask the guards if...
If we can look around?
We could go for a quick jaunt with them and maybe help out their warriors in some training.
The guards don't say anything, but they kind of like one of them wanders off. And a little while later, the Black Knight, Blade of the South, is like, you believe you could aid to our training regiment?
Why, yes, I do.
What experiences do you have?
I have been in many a tussle in my time. I'm quite handy with a dagger and a crossbow.
I see. Your friend has a great sword.
I have experience in militia and
mercenary. Which militia did you serve in?
Banana splits.
No, what was the name of our town?
No, don't tell them the name of
the
town, you
town.
Idiot. What's wrong with you? You're the worst flyer ever.
In the frontier.
He was in the woods.
The
he lived in the woods.
He's a woodsman.
He's a woodsman.
He's a woodsman. You're a northerner.
Yes. He's in Canada.
He's converted. He was once Jewish, too.
You can't see his face because he is wearing a closed helm, but he kind of like tilts it a little at you and.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, if you wish.
But the simpleton with a big sword. He's but our muscle.
If for former experience in militia mercenary work, all right, just leave me alone.
All right, you guys go down. You help train soldiers. They don't. None of them seem to talk.
That's not good.
They're bewitched.
However, you are kind of aiding them. They are very clumsy, but you are aiding them.
Spot check, Hudson.
Yeah. I'll do a spot check. Does anything, other than the fact that they're not talking, is there anything peculiar about them?
Thank God.
All right. They seem very clumsy. They almost swing the swords like they're like trying to beat someone with a club.
Hmm.
They don't seem that well trained.
They're all possessed, I surmise.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're not undead. I'm thinking that's something we would notice right off the bat.
Yeah, they'd be dead. Duh.
They have full armor, so you can't see an inch of their skin.
Oh.
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 That's not right.
So I thought they were just dudes and, like, sitting out there training.
Okay.
Let's wander towards the cathedral.
Yeah.
You see in front of the cathedral, there's a dozen soldiers just standing there.
Well, let's not go there.
Let's wander to the armory.
I don't know if we can go to the armory.
As you're heading over there, you hear the dinner bell, and you see the Black Knight is, like, inside for the feast.
Huzzah!
All right, you guys go in. You have a feast. The Black Knight never takes his armor off and just stands behind the king as he's feeding. There are some other nobility that show up that, you know.
I sneak my food to somebody and make them taste it first, just to...
If you want. In the gathering, you do notice that there are a number of handmaidens attending to the princess, and one of them is your older sister.
Uh-huh. Thinking you should have a chat.
Can I sneak away?
Yeah, you can talk.
Slide her up the door, so to speak. Conversate.
All right, you slide her up.
So,
seems like I... I thought you were dead.
I'm not.
What happened? What are you doing here?
I came back alive. And I'm,
came back alive?
Wandering the countryside in search of my kin.
I want to roll to get drunk. Need to get it's out a of fucking here. Feast. Come on.
Yeah,
you're telling me, sister.
Can I roll to get drunk since it's a feast?
No, don't get drunk.
Yeah,
I need you later, you idiot.
Me and Hudson are getting drunk.
You idiots.
I do my best work when I'm under the hammer.
I can tell because your rolling has been so great.
I'm rolling
already.
With Hudson for drunkenness.
All right, you guys are having your celebration. He's trying to figure out.
So what, you have any details of what's going on there?
The soldiers never take off the armor.
Well, duh.
And
that's helpful you are in your
The king is a little loose.
Loose.
He spends most of his days in the or nights inside the cathedral.
Getting drunk?
I don't know.
You're not
no
there.
One's allowed in
you can't
there.
Talk to her.
We're getting fucked, Brian.
We can talk.
Not like fucked, but.
Is he he's loosey goosey? Like he's just kind of.
He's strange.
So.
He thinks that he is gonna overturn the entire kingdom.
Let's get to the bare bones here.
Yeah.
What happened with the sister? Why'd you ditch the sister?
I was on my way here. We got separated in the streets, but some guards were with her and rescued her. Why? You know what happened?
Yes. No, I have no idea.
I do.
As Hutzel is drinking, you don't really notice, but for a short while, he's not around.
Dude,
where did you go?
He's wandering off being a possessed idiot somewhere. Fuck.
You don't know.
Drinking off with his staff or something.
You don't know.
What?
Dude, ask her if she knows what goes on inside the cathedral.
You didn't tell her what happened to your sister.
That's what I was waiting for him to respond to. He like got diverted and started telling you wandered off to go
What'd you say?
Play with your staff. I said yes. I know what happened to her.
Well, what?
Yeah.
She's dead.
How?
She was eaten.
Eaten? She got caught by the dead?
Yes.
I knew I should have went back for him. But they won't allow any of the soldiers to try to rescue people in the city.
I think the soldiers are dead as well.
I don't know. I've never seen the inside of their armor.
I can just sense by their movements.
So what? How are we gonna get out of here?
We're gonna fuck shit up.
As you guys are eating, he eventually returns back to the side.
Where the fuck were you, butthole?
I don't know.
Well, you were outside.
Yeah, how do you even know?
I come back and you tell me.
Yeah,
I relayed
to Enzio that
Brian, here.
As the night sets in, you hear
I have no idea.
You hear trumpets in the street as the Visor Legion have arrived at the gates of the city.
Uh-oh.
A response to the message of the independence of Astaport is the appearance of one of the Archvisors and his legion. Thousands of soldiers can be heard marching into the gates of the city.
Crap, we're in the middle of a civil war while fighting zombies.
And you're drunk.
Yeah, I am. It's the best way.
King exclaims.
Sometimes it's the only way to
He exclaims, he's like, please tell the heralds to welcome the tyrant's puppets to the free city of Astaport. And you notice one of the table hands leave the room. Moments later, the church bells begin to ring. And the king stands up. He's like, please continue the feast. I must head to church. And he walks out.
Can I go stealth mode?
You want to follow him?
That's what I was saying.
You hear the sounds of battle soon envelop the city. And the moans of the dead and the cries of the dying are all you can hear.
What? All right.
Well, yeah, they start ringing the bells.
Oh.
So the bells broke up there.
Like, and now you're in there with the rest of the nobility. There's
I'm stealthing.
Yeah, there's a half dozen soldiers, and the Black Knight is still in here.
Well.
Go talk to the Black Knight.
All right, you head over. He's like, are you enjoying yourself?
Can I use Persuade on him?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna have to roll.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. What are you gonna spray him?
Shush.
He's doing our
trying time. Something. 11.
He's like, all right, what are you persuading?
Tell me more about what's going on in this fine city.
We've declared independence from the tyranny of the north. The legions have arrived. However, the riot, even within the rioting, the people of this free city will fight for us.
Do you not notice that some of these free citizens might be a tad dead?
Yes, but the fighting spirit keeps them in their bodies.
Oh boy. This is not good. It's like a cult.
Dude, wait, pay attention. How did you get involved in this if you're in your own way, I guess?
Well, the king is a very kind man. And he unslings his greatsword on his back. And you see it's like riddled with ruins.
Runes.
Runes. He's like, he's gifted me this blade that will make me unstoppable in the field of battle. And he is my new and true king.
If you are such unstoppable in battle, why are you still here while your soldiers fight outside?
I have not yet sent in the soldiers. The free people have displayed their discontent for the governance of the North.
Oh, where has the king wandered off to?
He's going to the church to pray for the souls that he lost.
May we also pray?
Also pray with him?
No, you do not mind yourself with us. You're guests here.
I am but a very religious man, and I would like to also partake in his prayer.
You can pray after the celebration is completed. Now please return to your chair.
Yeah, celebration is this.
How long is this celebration going to go on for?
Until the king decrees.
Oh man, kegger.
I mean, how's that going to do keg stand?
During the celebration, I would like to check out your armory that I've heard so much about.
That's after the celebration.
Shut up.
You're very eager to join the corps.
I am. Noble fighter. Willing to...
I start belching the alphabet in the background.
Going to pick up arms.
He's like, if you really wish, you can accompany me.
I shall.
All right. He leads you off to the armory. You see that there's still two blacksmiths They're working on more armor. Same armor that the soldiers are wearing.
Are these guys with me?
No, they're drinking.
Yeah, you left us.
So then what are you and me going to do?
I don't know, Mark,
we have to do something to entertain
using persuade,
our time.
Right?
Yeah.
The blacksmiths, do they look normal? Or do they look...
Yeah, they're normal people.
In my drunken stupor, I challenge one of the guards to a drinking contest to see if I can get him to take off his helmet.
Wait a second.
The guards don't speak.
Wait a second. I'm doing something.
This is the longest doing it. What are you doing?
I got a plan here. It's a very long, protruded plan, but it's a plan nonetheless.
Oh, my God.
May I discuss with your blacksmith?
Do you have
works.
The tech life?
And where's? Sir Black Knight, may I stay here and watch these men work while you go and partake in the celebration?
I was told by the king to keep an eye on our guests. I don't want you wandering off and getting injured.
Trust.
Oh my God. Can I detect magic?
Sure.
Yes.
Your staff glows. He's not there. There's no other magical equipment in there. However, there is a strong sense of magic within the room.
Can he discern the location?
It's necromantic magic.
Can I do a spot check?
He's controlling the dead.
It's obviously the soldiers.
They gotta be undead.
Yeah, we've got that. Can I go back to me hatching my brilliant plan I've had?
It's taking too long!
After a while, he just lets you stay there, and he heads back to the...
So, tell me a little bit more about what's going on in this fine city.
We're armoring the guard.
Yeah, besides that, though, there seems to be a little bit of a...
There's many fresh recruits from within the rioting citizens these days.
How do you become a member of the guard?
They're
go
just
to the mall,
recruited.
And they recruit you.
The king has a way with them that even when the rioters are brought in from outside, they
right,
calm
so
down
magic.
And listen to the
That's
king's
all.
Words.
Hmm? There's magic.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever seen any of these guards? Without
no, we just supply the Black Knight with his armor, and he distributes it within the barracks.
Would you be willing to give me 3 of your finest sets of armor for me and my 2 compatriots?
What kind of armor are you looking for? He can't cast spells while wearing armor, and you get penalties. Like, he's not as fast as you.
Make it 1 of your finest sets of armor.
He's like, sure.
Thank you, my friend. I head back with my armor to my compatriots. I wave to them to come over to where I am hiding in the corner of the room.
Yeah, before he comes back, the Black Knight's already arrived, and he greets you as you come back in.
Okay. Continue.
And you wave them over, they come over. He's like, all right.
Hutzel, I found you a set of armor.
Sweet.
Full body armor.
Kazaa used detect magic on the guards, and we're pretty sure they're undead.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
No problem.
You didn't know that, though.
You weren't in the room.
I figured it out on my own. I don't need your help.
You now have 18 AC. You have plate.
See, look at that. Booyah, Kai.
You're now dressed like them. He brings in the armor, and the Black Knight kind of laughs as he gives it to you. He goes, you think you're a warrior?
I think I'm as much of a warrior as you, sir.
What the deuce, man? What the deuce? I've been laying this master plan all fucking night, and you're gonna ruin it in one sentence?
Someone's gotta play the bad cop, Mark.
Dude!
I know.
Not now! Not now! Plan, not action!
He's like, I see the way you hold yourself. You've definitely been military
Come on, Mark,
trained.
I'm drunk. You can't reason with me right now.
Yeah.
He's like, can't reason with you when you're not drunk.
He's like, I know you're militarily trained.
By your mom.
Sir.
It's like, I can recognize a soldier when I see one. You're not bad yourself. Do you care to try my blade?
If you wish to duel.
What the deuce, man?
Leon slides his blade.
This is it.
I do the same.
All right, roll
initiative. Wait. I hadn't gotten that far yet.
You could hold us any time.
We're going to 1.
I got 3 for initiative.
You are at full health, though. Everyone's at full health.
Crap. Mark, you could have said something.
We're both.
I hadn't fully planned it out in my head yet.
Obviously, you didn't have a plan.
I did. It was working pretty good. I got all the way to the armory and got a piece of armor.
He swings his sword twice and misses.
Nice.
Your turn.
Come on.
Can I help out?
If you help out, a half dozen guards might join.
Yeah, it's an honorable duel, man.
Yeah, you can't. If we get involved, it's going to be a war.
+8?
That's yeah, you hit.
And I'm going to do Deathly Strike.
All right, roll it out.
Can I sneak out?
You're going to wander off anyways because you're half possessed.
All right. I know. Can I sneak out?
Yeah, if you can.
We're going to sneak out so you can't stealth anything.
I'm sneaking out.
You have no skills, man.
Plus,
I'm sneaking out.
Let me sneak out. Let me go sneak.
I'll just do 1d6.
I'm going to the cathedral.
Let me stealth. All I can stealth over there. You can't stealth.
I'm sneaking out.
You're a wizard.
He said I can sneak out.
All right, the both of us will sneak out.
So, 15.
I'm sneaking out.
You ruined him. Then.
We can't separate. It's not a good idea.
This is always a good idea.
I'm sneaking out. I'm going to sneak out whenever I can.
You take 8 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Is that bad?
Mark, I'll sneak out. And
I'll stay here.
You can sneak out.
No, I'm going to wait till.
All right, back to you, Hutzel. The soldiers are just staring, like,
blamelessly. All right, here we go again.
That's 8-20 yeah. Right here. 6.
Plus 8.
14.
You missed.
Fuck. Can I do a glancing blow?
No, you didn't roll over 10.
Oh, fuck. Well, wait a minute. The 8 puts me over 10.
No, you have to roll over a 10.
Oh, fuck.
Dang it, man.
You take 9 points of damage.
Shit.
What are you down to now?
29.
Okay, you're good.
Back to you.
I won't hatch my master plan until you get to
my God, Ethel. Can I sneak out during this fight?
Yeah, roll the stealth if you want.
Which one is this?
No, it's a die he has in his hand.
Yeah, well, let me use this one.
All right.
That's the magic one, anyways.
Oh, fuck, come on. 20.
All right, he's fucking stuck out, dude.
I told you.
All right, can I, when I sneak magic out, dice. Can I go to the cathedral? Can I take off?
You can take off.
I'm taking off to the cathedral.
Yeah, great idea. Let's send the possessed guy to the cathedral. Nothing bad will happen that way.
You take 10 points of damage.
They're just standing here watching these two.
All right,
fight.
Go.
So I'm at 19. God damn it.
You hear him laughing. He's like, you call yourself a warrior? You're definitely trained by the Visor's tactics.
There's got to be something I can do. This sucks.
Fuck me. You just need to
What about survival? Don't you have survival there?
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. It just looks good on the paper. Yeah. Okay.
Told you.
19.
Magic dice.
I'm going all in with this one. Fuck all this deep. Shit.
Use that one. No. Don't use that one.
Well, I get two of them.
I know, but use that one first. All right, now use this one.
Okay, don't use that one again.
Don't use that one again. That's a bad one.
Bad luck.
Well, wait a minute, I haven't actually rolled damage, though.
No, you haven't. So, you roll that and then roll a d12. So that's 7
magic
plus
dice.
The
magic
d12.
Magic dice.
Yep, roll that.
Yes. I have this one. Use the purple blue ones, they're magic.
Yeah, good job.
Well, they're used 7. To magic.
All right, you go all in, and getting frustrated as he took
him?
Over half your hit points away,
you
go
him?
All in, and you cleave his head off.
Oh, what?
Nice.
Sweet balls.
You kind of overexert
yourself.
And you see his clothes hem roll across the thing, and you see all the soldiers draw their blades.
Oh,
shit, that was
run.
Not what I was trying to do.
You better run.
Go, oops.
Can I make an apology?
Oops, did I do that?
all the nobility's like,
it was an honorable duel. No foul.
So you can go bugger off. Anyway, back to our show.
can I loot his sword?
Yeah, I want that fucking sword.
I already looted it.
No, he earned it, though.
I know, but he's going to be needing his. I'm going to need to help him out.
Do you have a sword? No.
He has a sword.
I have a sword.
I can give it to him after.
No, don't I have a great sword.
You have a great sword. I could help you out with my
sword. All right. Roll initiative. Oh, you already have initiative. You roll initiative.
Can I grab the sword?
Well, just roll initiative, dude.
Seven.
Plus...
Two. Nine.
Eight.
Oh, eight. Yeah, 15.
All right. You move before any of them move. So, do you want to grab the sword or take out one of the guards?
I'm going to grab the sword and do a...
If you move tumbling, and grab the sword, tumbling that's your action.
Oh. Yeah, I'll see that.
All right, you go and grab the magical sword. And your
more
turn.
Magic.
Oh, fuck. Don't drink and fence, guys. Don't drink and fence.
Bad idea, man.
You see the cathedral is actually unguarded.
Can I go in the cathedral?
Yep.
God damn it, dude. What the?
It's a nine.
That's a nine.
Oh, nine plus eight, so.
Yeah, roll.
17.
Your damage.
All right, yeah, deadly strike.
All right.
So that's six plus. D6, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Six.
12.
All right, you killed that one.
I'm going to cleave into the next one.
All right, roll again.
18.
All right, roll your damage.
Cleave those motherfuckers.
Right there.
Nine.
Kill another one.
Nice.
Cleave into the next one.
If I go in the cathedral, can I go with a shield?
Yeah, you can cast your shield.
Do I have to roll? Cast my shield?
Yeah, no, you can just
it's
it.
Automatic.
It's automatically? Yeah. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go in there prepared.
All right, it's my turn now. I use the magic sword on the guards.
All right, swing. You missed.
Damn it.
You have a less chance to hit with that than you knew your normal weapon. You only have a plus over your dagger. You have a plus seven with your dagger. You have a plus five to hit with the sword.
I think next round you should toss me the sword since it's my...
I was trying to help.
You also notice, while the sword, after he hit you with it, all the runes on it, all lit up red.
Oh, ooh. Shit!
And it kind of like channels the blood that drips down the blade down the middle. Ooh. All right, your turn.
Sword. Can I throw him the sword?
Yeah, if you want.
I throw you the sword.
All right.
I'm using the sword.
All right, swing it.
Come on, Hutzel.
14.
You hit.
Okay.
12.
Yeah.
I'm the one that memorized all this, and I'm the one that doesn't play this game. People are going to watch this. It's getting kind of boring. Actually.
Plus 4, 7, 8, 9.
This one's not as interesting
11?
As the last one. Not much intrigue.
All right, you go.
Still up battling.
Cleave into the next guy.
Cleave right. away, Hutzel.
Do Cleave I notice away. Anything about the sword?
You want a spot check or something?
No, there seems to be a phrase at the bottom.
No spot checking.
All right.
You can't read, though, because your wisdom's a zero.
Probably.
11.
All right.
I hit.
This one.
Come on.
I have one more expertise dice.
Come on, Hutzel. Bring it home.
No, you didn't.
All right. Well, wait a minute. That's damage, though. Yeah. So I did, like, five?
Yeah.
That still doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't kill him.
Can I use my last expertise dice for extra damage? Five.
All right, you kill that one.
So there's
the
one
last
left.
The last two get raided by the nobility with knives, pots, and pans, and dishes. And they bludgeon them to the ground. You notice as one of their helmets fall off, they are zombies.
Oh, shit.
Quick question, the nobility?
Oh, yeah. You also see the Black Knight's helmet has slid up, but he's actually has normal flesh.
What has gone on here?
He's like, we've been taken over by the king. He used to be the priest of the village, or the city.
When did this all start?
When the refugees came in. Most of the keep was killed overnight.
What can you tell us about the cathedral?
He doesn't allow any of us to go in there.
But I'm in the cathedral.
Yep.
What used to go on in there?
Just prayers to the dual divinity.
Was there any... What
do you know of this hatred for the north?
Oh, the Blade of the South fought for the Vizier's army to conquer the South. He is one of our most famous citizens from Astroport.
Not to be killed him.
Yes. Commander William Edward Shaw.
You killed your father! Wah, wah, wah! What's
a twist?
Wow.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The first utterance of patricide for Dungenetics. I'd just like to, point out that this is an adult-themed podcast and proving yet again why our DM is so much better than your DM. Back to the show.
Damn.
That looked familiar. The head rolled away from you. Good twist on that one.
I say a prayer in his honor.
All right, you entering the church while they're talking. You enter. The church is a testament to the ingenuity of the firstborn.
We're at 20 now.
Which are the dwarves.
I'll use 2d10.
Its walls are enormous and made like a fortress. The stained glass windows depicting the dual divinity have been defiled and replaced by paintings of the red skull of Ben Solus and what appears to be blood. In the center of the room is the King of Astroport praying to an altar of bones. While you hear the city is enveloped in the sounds of war and death, while around the outskirts of the room are numerous zombies chained to the walls.
Interesting. Do I see the guy in there?
Yeah, he's kneeling before the altar.
Can I approach him?
Don't be stupid.
What?
Approach him in a cat.
Well, can I take the big black
zombies hanging walls?
Yeah,
what's wrong with
but
you?
But they're chained up.
You're the worst wizard in the world.
Can I take my big black staff and fucking just
Gandalf
cut the guy's
not
head off?
No, it's a staff. It doesn't have a razor on it. It doesn't have a blade. What are you gonna do? Bop him with it?
Well,
like
actually,
knock him in the back.
Bad.
Now that I've
bad
been there,
bad.
Can I?
You don't know anything that we know.
Can I use my arcane magic? Can I see if there's anything in there?
Compass.
Oh, there's complete magic.
Compass. Turn around.
Does he recognize
come back
it,
to us and tell us what you found.
I assume eventually when you clean these up, you're going to go join them.
Yeah.
Well, Brian's in there. You can watch out for it. And if anything goes wrong, Brian can go possession on his ass. And
Brian may be helping him. We don't even know. We can't know.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
No.
So I say we go get the other guys and strengthen our forces against all these other guys that are going to come after us.
For all we know, the vice were going to kill us.
I just talked your father into starting a fight with you and dying, so I can pretty much do anything at this point. Right?
Lucky I don't talk my sword into making you die.
Whoa, man, there's a fighting word.
Hey, my sister was eaten by Brian's brother, right? Leave
I
me alone.
I feel like Haldo Montoya. You've killed my entire family now.
You killed your own father. I didn't kill him. You chopped your dad's head off. Don't yell at me.
You made me fight him.
Well, you're the one that chimed up in your drunken rage.
Actually, hustling with you.
Yeah, your drunken rage did that. I didn't do anything.
I mean, other than I know what's going on in there, these two are eventually going to come join me. This guy, he's been mid-prayer. He's not.
He's got his back to the eternity.
He has no clue on
but
there.
He's also magician. He's also magic, so he's going to notice your coming.
Yeah, but could I?
Because the powers around him are going to warn him that you're in his presence.
The powers that be.
He's not going to just walk right up behind him and clonk him in the head. It's not going to be that simple. Come on, you played this for how long now? You think it's going to end like that?
Well,
have you ever seen ends
well, here's the thing, though. His staff doesn't have an instant kill effect.
Well, hello, I did that way, so.
His staff has an instant
kill effect. So, are you guys going to join him?
I am. Right. Mark can go.
I'm going to go meet up with the guys outside.
Actually.
Well, you're going to have to fight, because they're currently in a fight with a bunch of zombies. And if you open the gates, you might let in zombies as well.
Alright, fine. I'll go with these knuckleheads. Maneuver, John.
You know what, John, though?
Ruined my plan.
Since I'm in there?
I have.
He's coming
I'm
in.
Coming, too. Yeah. I'm with you now.
All right.
Oh, wait, before you roll. Something's on this end of his sword. Read that first before you go nuts.
It is an...
That's a zero, so I don't have to roll for that.
Sword. Yeah. No, it is an arcane word for the word fire.
He's a fire sword.
He's a fire sword.
Yeah, you can teach him how to say the word.
Okay, I teach you. It's a fire sword.
I mean, what is it, like Kazam? Do I have to say Kazam and it like lights on fire?
The ruins have D-lit.
They D-lit?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no blood
on
them.
Because all the grooves are, the blood's all gone.
Okay. We need to be...
So it needs to be bloody in order for me to use it?
Yeah. So I guess the more things you kill, the more powerful it gets, that sort of deal.
Hutzel, I want you to walk around.
All right, roll.
I'm going nuts now. Watch out. Here we go. Two. That was a six. So I don't really do much of anything.
No. You do not unlock its powers.
Man, you are the worst wizard.
All right, as you guys enter... You see the king glance over his shoulder. He laughs and turns around, pulling the chain along the side, and the undead along the walls come loose and surge forward, pointing at you, devour
How's
those.
How's he know we're there? We smoked. We didn't, like, barge in the door.
Devour those that deny the Dark Lord. However, the dead instead surge to the altar and begin to dismember the king. At the same moment, you feel a stabbing pain in your stomach, and all the windows of the church implode inward with a thunderous boom. The sounds of death throughout the city seem even louder, and you notice that there's an enormous fire burning throughout the city, turning to darkness today.
Sick. Oh,
a dark cloud of shadows coalesces through the window and comes down to charging right at you in a vaguely humanoid shape. Roll initiative.
Can I call upon my ghostly apparition sister?
18.
Help us?
Got a 16. And you're up, Enzio.
This is a big black mass thing?
Yep.
Alright, I crossbow it with my crossbow.
That would be it. Right.
19.
Holy shit.
You hit it?
Actually, 9 plus 6. 15.
You see a lot of the mass break apart. You can see it's kind of like grinning, and the apparition has like silver eyes. And it's just like a flowing cloud of blackness. Alrighty. Now.
Brian?
Yes, Brian. No, Albert. Albert's higher.
Yeah.
Really?
No, wait a minute. Yeah, no, Brian. I think I put you guys in the wrong order.
Yeah, Brian was way
higher.
Like a 4.
Can I try again to see what the hell is in my sword? Because maybe this could help us defeat this thing. What?
Oh my God, Brian.
All right.
Wait, you had 18, so did I do it?
No, you're doing contesting against the staff to see.
Oh, God.
You can give in to the staff, and it'll give you its power, but it'll control you. You're trying to exert your will over the staff.
No, I don't want that. I'm going to do this.
All right, Albert.
I guess I will also attack the black mass.
All right.
You should just roll the blue dice.
The black mass doesn't
I'm rolling
have
the
blood,
blue dice.
Just to let you know.
Oh, shit.
So don't use that
Use your great sword.
Well, there's no problem.
There is an alternative.
What?
Stab a zombie.
Stab a zombie?
Cut yourself.
Ooh. Boom, boom.
Alright.
Alright, roll 1d4.
Wait a minute. Hutzel.
Yeah?
Cut me.
Okay, sure.
Wait a minute, no. Is that going to make you go negative, though, on your points?
He's at 19.
What, 18?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Alright, roll 1d4.
Hutzel's more powerful.
2.
2. You take 2 points of damage, and the blood runs down, and the runes light up.
Better fucking hit this damn thing. That's
you
all
better.
I gotta say.
You cut my ass. You better get on
it. Are you gonna say the command word?
Yes.
Because
right. Fire just lights up down the end of the shaft.
What is the command word?
It's fire.
Okay.
Pay fire. Attention, would you?
Kazah!
Fire!
Kazah! Kazah!
Shazam! Alright, roll. Alright, you hit.
Nice. I'm going all in on this fucker.
Alright, well that means you do 2d6 fire damage, 2d6 deadly strike, and 1d4 plus 4.
Holy crap.
Alright, stuff.
Berserker Barrage over here. Okay, first I need
like Wolverine.
So roll that one.
Yes.
14, now roll those twice.
6.
6, and roll again.
Double 20. Sixes!
25.
Fuck.
All right.
I need a blue.
I don't trust this great one.
Alright, you take 9 points of damage, Huckle.
Oh, fuck me.
And make a strength check.
Strength check.
D20, yes?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Alright, the mass just envelops you, and you see it just swallow his entire form.
Spring attack with my dagger on the black mass. 13.
You hit.
6.
Yeah.
Well, you need to tell us today.
You lunge forward and stab into the thing. Kind of make it. And it grins, and you see its teeth are silver, too.
Oh, nice.
And you kind of see a light coming out of its eyes. That must be his flaming sword inside of him.
I'm like a giant human jack-o'-lantern.
All right. After the sword, big black staff. 7!
Plus intelligence? 4?
Alright, the ruins on the staff light up red, and they seem to, like, go along your veins all over your body. And you have 5 charges in it. The staff can be used to cast Phantasmal Force and Thunder Wave.
Can I use my Ray of Frost at this guy?
Yeah, you can.
I'll do my Ray of Frost. Wait, that's a 0, though. Do I have to roll with that?
Yeah, you still have to roll the hit.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no.
All right, you hit.
9.
What is he rolling?
D6? 1d6 plus 3.
Make it good, Kazaska.
4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, you hit it.
Nice.
Not enough to kill it.
But I hit it.
All right, Albert, it's your turn.
Can I spring attack out of this thing?
You can roll a d10 to try to pull yourself out. It's like a whirling dark wind inside here. And this is...
Come on!
All right, you're stuck inside.
God damn
and
it.
And its turn comes up, and Hustle takes 9 points of damage.
You know, I gave you a slice of me, so you could defeat this thing.
Slice of me? A slice of me?
You're not doing a good job at all.
What are you, Jewel?
You're on the 5,
a
by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Dude, this
sucks. All right, the thing, like, flows towards Brian, but fails when he swings its smoky arm.
You have potion left?
Ends Dude, up. I got nothing. I'm going to drop.
Is my staff more powerful now? Since it's part of me?
But you can use Thunder Wave from it 5 times a day. All right, roll.
I'm going to dagger. 10.
You hit. Roll damage.
4.
You lunge at the thing, stick your dagger in it. Its smile fades away, and the whole thing just vanishes, and Hutzel falls to the ground, and his sword goes... out.
Oh, fuck. So what am I at? Am I still at 5?
Yeah. As you dismiss the creature of intangible darkness, you catch a moment of rest. Glancing black to the altar, the feeding dead seem to cling and alter their shape as Victor stands again. His body is now composed of dozens of creatures pieced together, and his form is nearly 9 feet tall. The creature screams in rage and charges towards you.
I use Vanish.
Okay.
Jeremy is currently face down on the ground after fighting the darkness.
That's what
However, this was a temple to the dual divinity, so it has been desecrated. So you notice as the creature is coming towards you, you see there's like a white luminescence coming from the surroundings of the walls, and you guys feel rejuvenated.
Ooh, rejuvenation. So, I don't have to heal you.
Nice.
Nice.
You're on your own. So that would leave us with what we'd like to call initiative rolls. You don't have to roll to get up. I think your character
is that one a 21?
Yeah. 17?
All right.
16.
Mark Tori.
I'll use Assassinate.
To set up an attack.
Nice. Yeah, I'm at Banish.
Magically powerful Kingsley.
Kingsley!
Acid arrow.
Sounds like a plan, sir.
Is that a d20?
You missed.
1.
Yes, you missed.
I missed totally.
Bounces off the wall, hits a chandelier somewhere in the back.
It hits the ground and it starts melting it in one of the corners of the church. All right. Well, that brings us back to the face planted man.
Okay.
All right. Now we go to Albert Shaw.
Gentlemen, gentlemen.
I'm guessing.
Look at the time. You squandered all of it, and now the episode is. Well. Oh. But before I go, in case you are wondering what that long contrived.
I have a plan. This is part of my whole plan. It's actually fitting into my plan.
Mark. Chance for you guys to do
well, actually, this is a distraction for me because you.
Well, you're half. Nuts anyway, so who cares?
No, I'm not. I'm not half nuts. I just disappeared. There's no indication I'm nuts.
Oh, there's something. There's something.
Yeah, but there's
See,
no indication.
You ruined my perfect plan. I was going to have you sneak out as dressed as a guard to join up with the other guards.
Well, I tried sneaking out before, but I couldn't get any collaboration.
I know,
them.
But you have the armor now. You could have got anywhere in the armor. They could have thought you were one of them.
Mm. All right, rolling.
Could have got all the way into the cathedral. You blew my plan. Man.
You didn't tell us your plan, though.
Again, thank you for listening. Prepare for this. Thank you for the gentleman at the B&M Bake Podcast for hosting and sponsoring us, as well as your support. This quest can go on forever. You can be reached at dungeonetics@gmail.com, dungeonetics on Twitter, and dungeonetics at Instagram. All music has been provided by Games Brown, as well as wonderful new additions from the men and women at freesounds.org and OrcUmentary. Thank you, buddy. See you guys next time.